Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. We call us hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on a beautiful Thursday afternoon in Charlotte, North Carolina. Of course, I am your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Big Shot.
You know why Ohio State didn't fall further than 6. We were just talking about this pre-show.
I'm glad you were saying hello.
Ohio State didn't fall further than 6 because the Urban Meyer factor. He has the cachet. And when Michigan and Ohio State play Thanksgiving weekend, the winner of that game is more than likely going to win the Big Ten, and they're going to have to represent the playoffs. So if you have Ohio State falling way back here, then their ranking isn't going to look correct when they say the winner of that game is in the playoff.
Nebraska's 7th, Baylor's 8th. Both of them was undefeated. Baylor, whatever. But Louisville, I agree with being 5. Because the loss to Clemson was a close loss. The Ohio State losing to Penn State is worse than the Louisville losing to Clemson.
See, I agree with that, too.
And I think they should be followed back. And, of course, before we get started, of course, Kai is on today's show as well.
I need a name. So, I need a name, Periscopians.
We're not going with Special K.
We can't do Special K.
Special K ain't working out.
Special K is kind of girly, I think, a little bit.
Special K was a rapper, wasn't he?
Special K was MC Lights DJ.
Okay.
And back then, I was like, okay, I like Special K. But I don't know.
After kinda, the cereal and stuff,
Special K is kind of played out. I need something. I need something fresh and new.
So K-Love. We can't do that because that's Kevin Love.
No, you can't do K-Love.
Oh, K-Love.
K-Lo. No. Can't do K-Lo.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be low.
Yeah, nobody wants to. Hey, the guy did. I wish I was a little bit taller. He
Ski-Lo.
Was Ski-Lo. Ski-Lo. There you go. Ski-Lo was. Come on,
he was
last name
like
Lowe.
4'3".
Yeah, he was a little dude. He was a little dude.
He was itty bitty.
He just wished he was a little bit taller, right?
He just made my sandwich. He just made my sandwich at McDonald's.
A shot caller. Was he?
Yeah, he made my sandwich at McDonald's. Yeah, that's probably where he is. I mean,
one hit wonders.
That was 22 years ago.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, going back to college football, we are talking about that on today's show. Ohio State loses a Penn State who is completely unranked. Penn State now is 5-2, which I didn't realize. But Ohio State falls from number 2 to 6. I think that's ridiculous.
Mm. It was a tough game.
4 spots.
And how they lost.
4 spots.
And how they lost, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like I said, it's the Urban Meyer thing.
Nebraska is number 7. Baylor's number 8. You know, West Virginia's number 10. Those are 3 undefeated teams. Boise State's number 13, but
nobody respects the Big 12. Do we really think that West Virginia could beat any of the top 4 teams?
No, they can't. They can't.
We need to ask, though, is Nebraska's 7 wins better than Ohio State's 1 loss?
No.
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 Who has Nebraska beat?
That's a good question. Oregon, when they were ranked.
Come on now.
They did beat Oregon.
Oregon gets nothing.
Northwestern.
Really, Northwestern?
Indiana, was a good win because Indiana did beat Michigan State when they were ranked.
No, you know what? Indiana's
Indiana, a quality. That's a quality win.
Nebraska's games is this next 2 weeks. They got at Wisconsin this weekend, number 11. And then they're at Ohio State next weekend. So we'll know how good Nebraska will take care of themselves.
Yeah, we'll know in 2 weeks.
That'll play out.
Baylor, on the other hand, all right, they're 6-0. And with the situation that went on with Baylor, nobody wants Baylor to be in top 25.
But let's give it up for Al Groh. Isn't Al Groh the interim who came in?
And clean that mess up.
Clean that mess up. They're still undefeated. They're still scoring a boatload of points. Way to go, Baylor.
But man, the one thing to help you, like Jim Groh. The one thing that helps you if you go to a school like this is the Cape Cut schedule. Cupcake. That you get. Cupcake, whatever.
Cake cup,
whatever.
That sounds like a coffee.
Yeah. But you is the new flavor at Dunkin' Donuts. But – you know, you play Northwestern State, you play SMU at Rice, Oklahoma State, who's down, at Iowa State, who's never been up, home to Kansas. I mean, you Texas on the road, TCU, Oklahoma, they play in a couple weeks, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and West Virginia, tough game. But they never play anybody.
It's the Big 12, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. Yeah,
it is what it is.
You should be in the situation there. I would even think Florida should be higher than where they're 14th. Florida had a, you know, they didn't lose. They lost to Tennessee.
I think that's their only loss. I think Auburn needs to be ranked higher because Auburn is playing some really good football right now. You got to watch out for them War Eagles.
Well, if they beat Alabama, they will.
That's the end of the season, right?
Yeah. Their two losses are good losses. Okay,
the home opener
home to
Clemson,
and then Texas A&M. Those are two.
And they were still
losses.
Trying to figure out their situation. Auburn has figured out their groove. They have something going right now down there in Auburn, Alabama.
So if Auburn keeps winning, they should jump Ohio State. Now, Ohio State's got some tough games. They got Nebraska coming up. They got Michigan still to play.
Michigan.
So things will work out. But as of right now, who are your top four in the playoffs right now? Right now in the AP poll, it's Alabama, Michigan, Clemson, Washington. And this week, the first ranking comes out for the top four playoff.
Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, and Washington. They got it exactly right now. All four of those teams are undefeated. Washington has an astounding, decisive victory over Stanford, which everybody was high on Christian McCaffrey. And after that game, you haven't heard anybody say anything about Christian McCaffrey. Exactly. Who? Clemson.
Oh, Mr. Preseason Heisman hype?
Yes. I had him top three.
I had him in my top three, too, and he has done nothing since. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Clemson, Deshaun Watson, it looks like they're starting to figure it out. Their defense is playing really well, and they beat Louisville. And Louisville still has the Heisman front runner with Lamar Jackson. Louisville's still sitting at fifth. Michigan, they have tough wins over Wisconsin. They were damn good over this past weekend. I think they scored 70 points or something. Or was that like last week? Anyway. And then, of course, Alabama just 3 weeks in a row, they beat Tennessee. They beat Arkansas. They beat Texas A&M. Their defense is scoring points for them. Their special teams is scoring points for them. Jalen Hurts is that freakish athlete that they've never had at the quarterback position.
Oh, man.
They are – Alabama is far – head and shoulders – above the rest.
I like those four, just the undefeateds. And Clemson's undefeated till Saturday, just to let y'all know. They're going to take that L to Florida State.
I think so, too.
You heard it here first.
Well,
and we'll be back to revisit this
next week.
I know
one Florida State fan that would love to hear that, too, but sorry, guys.
We'll revisit this next week.
All right. I'm going to, real fast, about the Husky, Washington. Listen, no disrespect, but they beat Stanford. They beat Oregon, who's very down big time. They beat Oregon State big time. They play at Utah this weekend. It'll be a huge game. But then they play at Cal, home to USC, home to Arizona State, and at Washington State, who is doing pretty good. Right now, I don't put them in my top four. I'm going with Alabama, Michigan, Clemson, and Louisville. All right, say what you want. I'm putting Louisville ahead of Washington because of the teams Washington has played, and Louisville's played a better schedule. I'm going to Louisville right now. And to me, that would be the most dangerous team in the top four if you put Louisville in. Because I don't think Alabama can stop Lamar Jackson. I don't think Clemson could do it again, not a second time. And they really didn't stop him last time either. He still had a great game. They have been the best team that I've seen this year. Alabama's right there, but Hurts, you know, at some point is going to – I think Alabama may lose this weekend because they're playing at LSU. This is going to be a tough game this weekend. I could see them losing that one. So, I'm going with LSU beating Alabama this weekend. Mm-hmm. Some other games that's going on, 10 West Virginia at Oklahoma State. Anybody give Oklahoma State a chance?
No.
I give them a chance, but I
– No.
No, they don't get it. They don't have a chance.
All right.
That should be an easy one.
For yeah, West Virginia should win that one. Michigan at Michigan State, number two Michigan. Any chance Michigan State wins this game?
No.
I mean, no. Those games are always pretty good, but Michigan still wins that game. But those
that, they'll be fired up to play.
That in-state rivalry game is always good.
Florida at Georgia. Any chance Florida loses to Georgia?
Yep.
I hope.
You think so? Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so, but
I'm going with Georgia.
You going with Georgia?
Yeah, I'm going
with
Georgia.
All right. Number eight, Baylor at Texas. Any chance Texas wins this game against Baylor?
I want to see Texas win, man. I want to see Charlie Strong win, but he's kind of a dead man walking right now. Nope. Man.
Charlie Strong does not win this weekend.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
It's Baylor University right now. Baylor. Yeah. Baylor's a better team. They got more talent.
I think Texas wins because the offense is going to score a lot of points. You don't have to outscore them because the defense is horrible. I'm going to go with Texas. Number four, Washington at Utah, 17. Any chance Utah wins this game against Washington?
Oh, yeah, there's a great chance Utah can win this game.
Does Utah win?
I actually like Utah in this one.
You like Utah?
I do like Utah.
I'll take the Huskies, man.
I like Utah.
I'm going to stick with Huskies on this one. Number seven, Nebraska at 11, Wisconsin.
This is going to be tough. I think Wisconsin wins this game this weekend. You can kill all that Nebraska hype. Ooh.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. I'm going to go Wisconsin as well. Number 15, Auburn at Ole Miss. Unranked.
Auburn.
Watch this game, man.
Auburn. Ole Miss can't stop anybody. Chad Kelly and them can score the ball, but their defense can't stop anybody. Auburn's going to run the ball and have a field day.
I'm going with Auburn, but the future Chicago Bear, Chad Kelly, gets busy.
All right. I'm going to go with Auburn as well. I think they win, but I think it's going to be close. And then, of course, we got number three, Clemson at number 12, Florida State. It's 8 o'clock Saturday night. Who you got?
Clemson. Let's go, Tigers. Better not lose this game.
FSU all day. They will win this game. Guarantee it. You heard it here first, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Florida State.
Next week.
Yeah, I'm going with Cook and them. I think Cook's going to have a field day.
Come on, Deshaun Watson. 400 yards, 5-6 TDs. Go ahead. Light them up.
This is their L right here. All right, going from college football, NBA for a minute. Thoughts on the Spurs beating the Warriors 129-100?
Not too surprised. We know what the Warriors' deficiencies are, and San Antonio isn't a team that's going to try to run up and down the court with you. They out-rebounded Golden State 55-35. You get out-rebounded by 20. You shoot 20 less free throws than the team. And you give up 60, 70 points in the paint. You're going to lose most nights. And that's what happened to them. And they got killed by the bench. The strength of the Warriors bench last year, backbone of their team, I think had 11 points in the game, 10, 11 points. So you got stronger starting unit, but you gutted the rest of your team. And if you ramp, luckily for them, they don't play San Antonio 82 times. They're still going to win their games. They'll be all right.
Yeah, they'll be all right. We also have to forget who they played. You add with Golden State, you add another superstar to what they already have. So you know he's going to have to get into a flow with those guys. It's going to take some time. Let's not forget they played the Spurs. Popovich has those boys ready 24/7. The Spurs will do this to anyone. And this is not Sacramento that Golden State played. This is not Utah. This is not Toronto. This was the Spurs. So the Golden State will get it together. I still actually have them going all the way to the finals. Playing Cleveland again for the third time.
I mean, that's what the NBA wants. They want those ratings, man.
Yeah, that's what I want to see that. But Golden State, they're still going to win 60-plus games, but they have to do something with that bench. They have to get a big man. They have to.
They needed the team rebound, and they got to play maybe zone.
Right, and they need to also take a page out of the Heat. Remember when the Heat first got together, they start off 9-8, and you know they didn't think LeBron, Wade, and Bosh wasn't gelling. They were, you know, friction with Spoelstra.
But that they didn't gel until after the All-Star break.
Right.
Remember, and I think the same thing's going to happen to the Warriors.
Remember the Heat start off 9-8. A lot of people forget that they were 9-8, yep. And they were like, oh, my God, it was Panic City in Miami. So what the Heat learned how to do, they played small ball and they played good defense.
And that's the problem with this team. Yeah. They're not going to learn how to play small ball. Right. Because Kevin Durant is who we know he is. He's a jump shooting guy. He's not a low post threat. He never has been. That's never been his game at Texas. It's not going to be now. That's the reason I didn't like him signing with them from the get-go, because it's four jump shooters and no rebounder. Nobody that can. When you're playing NBA basketball, yes, you can win with jump shooting, but you need a streak stopper. You need somebody that can get a low post score when somebody goes on a 15-2 run to stop the streak. You need somebody that can back them down and score a basket so you don't have to depend on jump shooting the whole game. Now, they're going to win 60-plus games because the NBA as a whole, there's a lot of bad teams in the NBA. So they're going to win 60-plus games. But when it comes to playoff basketball, they will not win the NBA championship.
I'm just
not playing the way they
are. I'm just afraid they're going to be a rich man's version of the Phoenix Suns, the D'Antoni Phoenix Suns.
Exactly.
Those teams, those Phoenix Suns teams, they never beat anybody. They just outscored them.
Don't have to outscore everybody because you have nobody that plays defense. Now, like I was saying before the show, if Durant would go to the five and learn how to play some defense, you're going to be unstoppable. Because nobody's going to go to the basket and try to dunk on you because you're 7'6 wingspan. But he's not – unless they teach him defense there, they're not going to, because Draymond Green is going to get schooled.
This is the season where Steve Kerr is going to have to really earn his money.
Yep. Because this is not going to be as easy as people think.
And we know KD ain't going to no five. He don't want to bang bodies with those big centers.
I'd rather see him at the four.
Well, even if you put him at the five, you can bring out the center – you can bring DeAndre Jordan out to the three-point line. He doesn't have to bang with him. But you can put him being – you can put Draymond at – you know, have him down low post. But they don't have a low post scorer at all on the team. Most Spates was a low post scorer. He's gone. They have nothing. Yeah, and the Spurs took advantage of it.
Their bench definitely has regressed. Because I actually look at a Cleveland team whose bench is way better than theirs. So if they were to meet, I mean, Cleveland would have a huge advantage, bench versus bench.
All you got to do with Golden State is, you know, guard their shots. Now, you can't double team nobody because you leave somebody open.
Someone's going to be open all the time.
But you have to slow it down and play muscle ball with them. Play 90s basketball with them. You back them down low. You get them in foul trouble. You get somebody to foul out. I'm just saying, most impressive thing about me and the Spurs was watching Simmons play. That kid, I've never seen him play before. Holy cow.
Told y'all about him a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
I saw him last season have a couple of games like this. And that's good for the Spurs because I noticed in the Golden State game, Pop was going with kind of a youth movement, man. I saw him bring some guys off the bench. I'm like, who's that?
Pop is just smart, man. Yeah. He knows exactly what he's doing with his lineup. He starts his veterans, let them set a pace, then brings in these young guns. They start running. You were seeing this slow Spurs half-court pace. Let's slow
these
it down.
These dudes were running the other night.
And they bring in the second unit, and they running. And
young boys. I'm like, man.
But, you know, the two best coaches in any sport, I don't care what anybody says, is Belichick and Pop.
They're the same person.
Right? Because they adapt better than – and Coach K, let me add him. Those three coaches adapt to whatever the game plan is. They every single
adapt
game.
To what Spurs, they have available to them.
Those are great coaches.
The Spurs,
not Clifford.
The Spurs.
Those are great coaches.
The Spurs are.
Clifford's a good coach.
The Spurs are NBA Patriots. They're the NBA Patriots.
Yeah,
that's what the Spurs are.
Yeah. Some other games going on
this
week.
One more thing with the Warriors. The Warriors are the true definition of an analytics team.
Yep.
To know if they won the game or not, There's only a couple categories you got to look at. Three-pointers made in the game, it needs to be 15-plus. And shot attempts in the game, it needs to be 95 to 100 shots. If those two numbers are sitting like that, you don't even have to look at the score.
You know what they need to do? They need to call Orlando Magic. Say, hey, what can we get you to give us Serge Ibaka? I'm serious. Serge Ibaka playing the five in that whole
They would probably have to give up Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala to match, or they would have to switch like Draymond Green for Ibaka because their contracts are probably about the same. And you know, Golden State is already over this number.
No, I don't think you would have to give that much to get Serge. You give a draft, you give a number one draft pick next season.
A late first rounder for a
you could probably give two number ones. Give them two number ones for Ibaka. I mean, dude, because this team ain't getting – they're young.
They can't
give up
draft picks and acquire that salary cap number with no salary cap space. They would have to move players with the salary cap space. That's the thing with the NBA. They got a hard salary cap too. They couldn't bring in Ibaka and not give up Iguodala and Livingston or give up Draymond Green so the numbers would work out.
Call the Thunder and get Steven Adams.
They have to get they have to get somebody who can command a double team down low.
Did I just say Steven Adams and Draymond Green together? That'd be scary.
Yeah,
oh, that's not
all right. Anyway, I agree with you. Some other games that's going on this week. Tonight you got the Celtics at Bulls, Clippers at Blazers. That's a big game. I'm gonna have to catch that one. Friday night you get the Cavs at the Raptors. That's gonna be a big game. Early season big game. Rockets at Mavs on Friday. Saturday, you got the Pacers at Bulls. Sunday, you got the Mavs at Rockets. Tuesday night, you got the Rockets at Cavs. Warriors at Blazers. You're talking about two games right there you probably won't watch because this will be a lot of offense, those games. Wednesday night, Rockets at Knicks, Bulls at Celtics, and Thunder at Clippers. Man, I can't wait to see that game.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a game.
I like that game, too.
And any other game. Hornets got some games just coming up this week. Their first
I know we're all just waiting for that first Thunder Warrior game.
Absolutely.
Can't wait for that game. Can't wait for D Wade's return to Miami.
I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see Chicago and Cleveland.
Me too.
That's gonna be fun too.
But that, Chicago got to get some shooting too. That is the most non-shooting team. Oh my god!
The biggest thing with the Bulls is gonna be McDermott. I think this year because you need to have a score.
Miritich has.
Oh yeah.
They need somebody to spread the floor. I mean, they need a floor spreader.
y'all got anything else for basketball, NBA, you want to talk about? All right. Going to the World Series real fast. Game one, Indians won 6-0 on Kluber and Perez. Big game. Perez had two homers. Then last night, the Cubs won 5-1 on Schwarber's 2-for-4 night. I'm going to tell you, that is the most impressive player in baseball. If I could trade
– Schwarber.
If I was the Dodgers – I would trade wherever Schwarber, I had to get Schwarber play because he can play the right field. He's a catcher as well, and the boy can hit.
The Yankees, we were trying our best to acquire him, and Theo said, no way.
He is better than Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, and those guys. He is that much better.
And that's the reason they would not take him off the roster at all this year. They just figured he would come into play. Now, there are reports that they're going to see how he does in the outfield today and decide if he can play the outfield in game three because they need his bat. Because Jason Hayward, Soler, the rest of those guys, they can't swing the bat. Man.
No.
They are terrible.
Baez even. Now, the series is tied at one. Is it over Cubs, you know? I'm going to tell you, I don't think this series is over at all. I think this goes seven, at least six. Because
seven would be so fun,
the
man.
Indians are so good. I mean, they might lose one game, but they come back the next. They're never out of a game. Their pitching is so good.
They just fell behind early, and it is so hard to play catch-up in baseball.
Right. And because they don't have the home run hitters
at all.
The biggest difference, the reason I think the Indians can win this series is the speed. Speed kills the Cubs. That's the problem with the Dodgers. We didn't have any speed last series. the Indians have so much speed, they will go first to home in a heartbeat.
Can you imagine how Chicago's going to be rocking, man?
Oh, no, it's going to be insane Saturday night.
Chicago, Wrigley Field is going to be crazy.
Well, here's some news for the Dodger fans. Y'all can go try to acquire Yoenis Cespedes. Yoenis Cespedes, opted out. You don't want Yoenis in that lineup?
Nope. I want Kyle Schwarber.
Everybody wants Kyle Schwarber. The Cubs ain't giving him up.
I would trade Puig, Peterson, Ryu, Urias. I would trade Urias.
I think you would
have
to give up Seager.
No, we would have to trade Schwarber. We would have to trade Urias. Definitely Urias. And yeah, we probably no, I'm not trading Seager.
And nobody wants to get rid of Seager either. So.
Those are two young hitters coming up.
But as far as the series goes, Cubs still are the deeper team, man. They have more starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
It showed up last night. The kid for the Indians, I'm sorry, I forgot his name off the top of
my head. Lindor?
The guy with the bloody finger.
Oh, Bauer.
Bauer, that's him.
Dummy with the drone.
He
yes.
did not have his location again last night. Had to tax the Indian bullpen. It's going to be tough, man. If the Indians can't get a lead into the sixth inning for Andrew Miller to come in.
It's a tough. I mean, everyone who's got a lead by the third innings winning each game. That's the way. They're 18-3 this year, I think. Everyone who scores, yeah, after the third inning in the postseason.
So, hopefully, Kendricks is really pumped up Saturday night, and the Indians can touch him up early and put some runs on the board and calm themselves down.
Yeah, they need to get up early in Chicago. They need to score first.
Yeah.
You know, and when they come back, they're playing in Chicago. You should better hit some homers out.
Oh, yeah. That ball travels in Chicago. That is known fact.
Yeah. Anyway, I still think it goes six. And yeah, I want to go with the Indians, but Schwarber, six a difference, man. I can't go against the Cubbies.
And Theo Epstein said the doctors have not cleared Schwarber to play left field.
Okay.
So he pinch hit situation.
That's it. All right. Well, I mean, that's fine. If it's, you know, they're down a run or they need a pinch hit, you use them. All right. Y'all got anything else for baseball?
No.
All right. Let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week. Or teams. y'all got any?
Luke Walton officially gets his first NBA win because they gave all his wins last year to Steve Kerr when Steve Kerr was at the house.
Horrendous.
let me see. Joey Logano won Talladega over the weekend. Way to go, Joey Logano. Joe Gibbs racing all four of their drivers in the final eight of the playoff chase. Unbelievable. That team is so good. And there was somebody else. The L.A. Sparks. Did I shout them out last week? The L.A. Sparks, Candace Parker, her first WNBA title. She was named the WNBA Finals MVP.
The real CP3.
The real CP3.
Dedicated to Pat.
Dedicated to Pat. That was a beautiful moment after the game there.
Yeah, that was.
Way to go, Candace Parker. The WNBA, say what you want to say about their gameplay, their product. Their playoff system was beautiful this year, man. One-game playoffs with your lower seeds until you got to your top four seeds. And you kept reshuffling as the rounds went on. It was beautiful, man.
Wait, it should be. You got any?
No, not this week. Not this week.
I've got a couple. Roberto Perez for hitting the two homers in game one. He's one of only four players to ever do that. Spurs beating the Warriors on opening night. Penn State for beating Ohio State. No one saw that coming. Anthony Davis, man. The unibrow is back. 50 points, 16 rebounds, 7 steals, and 4 blocks.
Imagine if he could stay healthy all season.
Imagine if he had some help.
A couple of years ago, before he got hurt again, I predicted he would have the first quadruple-double since.
Since with David Robinson?
David Robinson.
He will. He'll have it this year.
He's so capable of that, man.
Oh, yeah. He's got to get some help, man.
Yes.
They got to get some help. And then the Hornets beat the Bucks 107-96. MKG 23-14. Hibbert 15-5. Enjoy the one game that he had. So we'll
yeah, that's
see
it.
What happens.
That's it, fam.
Roy, I want my Krispy Kreme donuts. They're going to be so good. And so I'm going to eat them on the show with you guys. Well, I don't know how I'm going to eat with you because y'all are on the side. So.
All right. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya.
All right, two words. Sasha Banks calls herself the Beyonce of WWE.
Big ego.
The Beyonce, really?
She got a big ego.
Stop it.
Lemonade 2. Okay. Now we know who really was Becky. We know who
Becky with the good hair. Yeah, was Sasha Banks.
Now we know who Becky is now. All right, Spurs beat Warriors 129-100.
Oof. Opening night.
What's the kid? What's his name?
Simmons.
First name. What's his first name?
Jonathan Simmons.
Jonathan Simmons. That's
Sim
team. Jonathan Simmons.
Things to come for the Warriors. Giants owner John Mara admits misguided decisions handing Josh Brown.
Big hypocrite, because he was the first one to jump on the let's get Ray Rice out of the league banner, but you didn't handle your own player in the same situation. And we love the Mara family. They've been a staple of the NFL for years. They run a, for the most part, a first-class organization. I know you feel some kind of way because they're a Cowboys fan, but the New York football Giants do have, for the most part, a first-class organization, but he handled this wrong. Big All hypocrite. Right.
Bad look, because, I mean, what took them so long?
Big goofball. Bobby Lashley tells TMZ he's interested in MMA slugfest with Brock Lesnar. There's so much money in that,
I saw that.
Please do it. Please have it. Sign it. Whatever two words we got to put together to make it work. Can we get it together? Why not?
Must see.
Stop it.
I want to see that.
Stop it.
They're both the same age, close to the same age, right? Maybe Lashley's a little bit younger, but size, weight, the same. Just let them go in there, throw hands for 3 minutes, and see who knocks each other
out. I am so tired of the Bobby Lashley love. I've never understood what was the love of this guy in wrestling.
I like Bobby Lashley. I did.
I thought he was cool.
He was all right, but I never thought, man, this is a guy I got to see. He had no charisma. He still doesn't have charisma. And Lesnar would kill this guy. I don't see it even being a chance.
I'd rather see that better Goldberg Lesnar. I don't want to see that.
Here's why I'd rather see Goldberg and Lesnar. The entrance and the buildup would be better.
Oh, yeah, the hype and the buildup would be better.
Oh, yeah.
The match would be horrible. Don't get me wrong.
No problem.
Yeah. This match wouldn't be any. If it was a wrestling match, it wouldn't be good either. Mm-hmm. But it would be better than Goldberg and Lesnar. I'll give you that. But the build-up will be a lot better, so I'd rather see that.
I do like the hype for that. Did you see how Vince McMahon went ballistic the other night?
Yes,
you
I heard
about that?
Yeah.
You know about that?
Yeah. Yeah, Vince is not happy. Arian Foster's career. Two words, Arian Foster. He retired.
Downhill. He hit the hole, and he got up the field, man. He didn't play around with you. And in his first 4 or 5 years when he was with the Texans in his prime, man, Arian Foster was a must-have on your fantasy team. He was like 1,500 yards and 10, 15 touchdowns every year consistently. And that was with Matt Schaub as his quarterback.
Injury prone. I mean, that derailed him, man. He retired. He's only 30.
Yeah.
But that's
the NFL career, especially for running backs.
That is grandpa for NFL running backs. You're right.
Karma bites back, because you don't believe in anything. If you listen to Arian Foster, he never believes in anything. He doesn't believe in God or anything else, and that's fine. But you got to have something you believe in. I just, you know, you're injury prone. Ever since you came out and said different things, you've been more injury prone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, movie star. There you go. Two words. Movie star.
Yeah. He's gonna have a good.
He already had draft day. He'll
post
go
NFL career. Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Doctors fear Teddy Bridgewater may never play again.
Tough break, man.
Literally.
He's done. Unfortunately, not no disrespect, but I think from what I heard and read about that injury, man, I heard players are throwing up. I heard people were running off the field, like, in fear. I mean, I heard they said that the bottom half of his leg was just dangling like a.
I mean, he completely tore the ACL and the MCL.
No contact either. That's the crazy part. No contact.
Could have been. You know, that's what always will be with him. Coming out of Louisville, what he could have been. John Fox told friends he's done with Jay Cutler after this season.
No surprise. We were done with Jay Cutler 5 seasons ago.
Been done. I've been done. I'm like you guys heard me say in the last 2 shows, Chad Kelly.
He is fighting with Mr. Chad Kelly.
Yeah, I am. Because Watts will be gone probably by the time we are
picked. I'm going to go with another name, Jeff George.
Jeff George. I've said that. Okay. That the is, modern day the Jeff George. Comparison it is. It really is.
But Jeff George is better.
Yeah.
I think Jeff George is better.
Was he?
I think so.
At least Jeff George was going to be on the field. He was going to compete. He was going to turn the ball over, no question.
He didn't turn over the way Cutler
But he
done,
was
so
going to sling that ball over
yeah,
the field.
Yeah, the biggest difference between the two, Cutler would walk off the field because of pinky and wouldn't play. George would keep playing. You had to knock his head off to have him not play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. revealed as cover athlete of MLB 2K17.
Saw that.
Or the show.
I like
Sorry.
That. I like that.
Nice move. Sell more copies. Especially if you can get Ken Griffey on your team.
I guess I
in
have
his
to get
prime,
it.
You got to go get it now.
Yes, I got to get it now. NC State's coach Mark Goffrey says Dennis Smith, he will build his franchise around, and Dennis Smith is primed to become the face of college basketball. The 5-star recruit NC State.
Enjoy him for the year. Y'all have him.
Please stay for 2.
That boy's one and done. That boy's gone.
That boy's gone.
Please stay for 2.
That kid is something else, man. If you have not seen this kid, go to YouTube. Dennis Smith out of Fayetteville, North Carolina.
And by the way, Cat Barber, shame on you. Shame on you.
Should have came back for your senior season.
Because you and him together, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Now Cat Barber, I thought he was with the Pelicans on their D-League squad. But he got cut. Mm. He should have stayed in.
That's what I'm saying. These guys should stay. You leave after junior year, another NC State player that leaves early, gets cut from a
non-undrafted. Undrafted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get drafted.
You would be getting heavy minutes at NC State, and your team would have made the NCAA tournament.
And who knows what will happen after the season. All right. That was it. Oh, did you say – y'all say 2 words? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I was so excited for Dennis Smith.
I had a bunch of words. I'm excited about Dennis Smith, too, man.
I can't wait college for basketball this season.
And I'm not a Wolfpack fan at all.
All right, let's go into Bon Voyage. You got any?
To this week's episode of BSS Carolinas, thank you, you Periscopians. People on iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, Spreaker, our Facebook page, our website, wherever you listen to us. Or just like us. That's even cool, too. Continue to do it, man. We appreciate it.
Like I said, I appreciate being on the show again. You guys keeping me on for the 2nd week in a row. Hope to be back.
Absolutely. Anytime.
You show your ass up, you can get on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, y'all out there, Periscopians, if you want to come on, be a guest on the show,
hit us up. Yeah. Don't text me, but send me a tweet at BSS Carolinas first, all right?
Or hit the Facebook page. Breakdown Sports Show, and we got to get it cleared. But if you hit us up and give us enough notification that you want to be on, we'll get you on.
And I need a name, y'all. Let's.
Yeah, that's gonna be the poll this week,
let's
man.
Work
I'll
on
put
that.
It
let's
on
work,
Facebook.
Let's
page.
Work on that.
What should be your name? I've got a couple. Aaron Foster, of course, retires. Josh Brown released by the Giants. CJ Anderson out as he's put on IR. And lastly, CJ Spiller. Who's been around the league a lot. He's probably done. Besides that, as always, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, everybody on Periscope. Thank you, Kai. Thank you, Big Shot.
Sports is life, baby.
And you can catch us everywhere.